And welcome to 5 Minutes to Earth with your host, Emily Brown.
And this week's co-host, Sage Byram.
This week, we are talking about air pollution.
Air pollution around the world has a major impact on human health. It accelerates climate change, damages natural ecosystems, and much, much more.
So, pollutants are greenhouse gases or particles that combine with other molecules in the atmosphere to form greenhouse gases.
Carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrofluorocarbons are the worst of these.
All of these pollutants trap heat inside the atmosphere, accelerating climate change and leading to other problems.
There are basically two groups of air pollutants: human-made air pollutants and natural air pollutants.
Human-made air pollution is a big issue.
As human civilizations develop, air pollutants from factories, cars, and more increase.
We get human-made air pollution from mobile sources like cars, buses, planes, trains, and trucks, from stationary sources such as power plants, oil refineries, and industrial facilities, and from area sources such as agricultural areas, cities, and wood-burning fireplaces.
Natural air pollutants are also a big issue. Natural dust storms, volcanic eruptions, and forest fires all cause air pollution.
All natural sources of air pollution are increasing because of climate change. Air pollution has massive human health effects.
92% of the world's population live in areas with unhealthy air quality.
92%?
That's crazy.
Air pollution is the fourth largest threat to human health.
There were an estimated 6.5 million deaths worldwide from air pollution-related diseases in 2012. That is horrendous.
Air pollution also accelerates global climate change and can lead to extinction of plant and animal species.
It can also lead to water pollution and lead to hundreds of other environmental issues.
So right now we are looking at a picture of one of the world's most polluted cities, and wow.
It looks terrible. You can't even see the city, it's just black.
And I mean, there's hundreds of other cities like this around the world.
Yeah, I can't imagine breathing that in.
So how can you help air pollution?
You can make good transportation choices. Carpooling, walking, riding a bike, or using public transportation all help reduce air pollution and are cheaper. You can choose to get a car with better gas mileage or go electric. You can check out our episode about hybrid cars, that's what it's called. You can investigate your power supplier options. Some companies let you request your power to come from wind or solar instead.
You can also buy local organic food, which helps stop air pollution produced during transportation.
Yeah, find a local farmer's market, usually they're Saturday mornings, and just go hang out with your friends, try some fruits and veggies, and go outside. Okay, and lastly, support leaders and companies who push for cleaner air rules. Even if you are doing a bunch yourself, if you're supporting major companies who don't have the same views as you in terms of helping the planet, then overall it's just not gonna help a whole lot. You gotta have everyone help out a little bit.
Recently in the news, you might have seen that Beijing, for the first time, has met the requirements for clean air. So their air is not good still, but it's way better than it used to be. They've improved immensely. And I mean, you can look at London as an example of this too. Like, London used to be one of the most polluted cities in the world. It used to be disgusting. And now it's I mean, relatively for a city, not that bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, these practices, doing these things, you know, carpooling, using public transportation, buying locally and organically, they actually really do help a lot, and it can significantly reduce the amount of air pollution.
Yeah. Good job, Beijing.
Yeah, so, I mean, air pollution, it's a big issue, and there's a lot we can do to help stop it.
Make sure to help out and not pollute the air that we breathe.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast episode this week.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
This has been 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown, brought to you by the Placer High School Environmental Club. Please take a moment to visit our website, linked in the show notes. It has tons of information on how you can help the environment in other ways we don't talk about in this podcast, and also ways you can support us. Also, please take a moment to follow us on Instagram at Placer_environmental_club. We have tons of information on there and up-to-date pictures and videos from our projects. As always, all the sources used to create this podcast are linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Hope to see you next week. Bye!